This podcast is a work of fiction and does not reflect the views or opinions of Spirit Live. The following episode contains mature content.
We can expect some sun.
Injury at the hospital for sick
children.
You are
caught in the typical Mediterranean diet.
Welcome, Fib Locals. It's time to take a break from swimming, tanning, or huffing B3608 and tune in to the greatest gossip show to ever grace the airwaves. And those airwaves are hot, hot, hot. Just like your hosts, Kitch Stevens and Lala B Star. Hello, Fibizens! So happy to have you joining us again today.
We're so excited to get gossiping. Last week, we asked for your best betrayal stories. And you did not disappoint.
We currently have 1,006 calls waiting. Looks like there's a lot of good gossip in Fib. Isn't that right, Lala?
You know it, Kitch. But unfortunately, we don't have time, nor do we care to hear it all.
So true. That's why we paid some rando $0.75 and a bump of B3608 to find the best gossip for today's show.
Did you give away my B3? I told you I was saving.
Relax, Lala. You can buy more after this killer episode.
You said the quarters were enough.
We couldn't be more excited, and we're sure you can't wait either.
So excited. Let's jump right in.
Hello, caller number one. Do you have a good story about betrayal? Well, you better, because you're live on air.
Hey, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm such a fan. I can't believe this is real right now. Okay. What was I even calling about? Oh, my sons. Okay. So there's this one guy, right? There's one guy that I've had an on and off thing with. Picture four arms. Neon blue skin, lavender eyes, hacking too. I've always thought he was fine as hell. And we see each other often enough. He's like the friend of a friend, you know? So it's always when we're at a party or we're out or it's someone's birthday or something that I see him.
Ooh, I had a fling like that once. I remember him. He showed up to all your birthday parties for like 3 years. Killer teeth. Especially the ones on his elbow. Cut myself walking by him once. Super hot, though.
Yeah, till I found out he was after my mom. She used to always bring out the cake and these sleazy tops. I should have known.
Whatever happened to him?
They got married last year. Then he died in that freak fishing accident. Anyway, back to your party man, caller number one.
It's always a good time. I always need to be a little bit drunk when I see him, and sometimes we end up hooking up. It's great. He's great. But recently, he's been doing that B3 therapy thing, you know, that expensive drug they're selling like crazy right now. Yeah, so obviously his eyes are becoming browner, his skin is getting less blue, like his skin is glowing less in the dark. It's getting duller. Even the second pair of arms he has is getting skinnier. The mutant part of him is going away. And I know this sounds shallow, but that's a big part of why I liked him. Or, I don't know. This is weird because I don't mean to fetishize it, you know? But, like, he's just not as hot when on B3 therapy. And it can't be good for him. Like, I watch Norma's news. I mean, I love her. She's not as great as you guys, obviously. But I just love her show. And she's always says that B3608 is important for the mind and the body. So, like, why take it out of you, you know? So my question is, should I stop hooking up with him? Like, things have been going really well so far. I was even thinking of finally asking him on a date, you know, so we can stop just seeing each other at parties. But I think this really changes things. I don't know. What do you think?
Sorry, this is a real problem and it will be addressed, but did you just say you love that Norma? Never mind your betrayal story. You just betrayed me.
Shh, calm down, Lala. Shh.
I'm calm. Sorry, caller. Norma is, well, that's another story. Your party man sounds like a total lame-o, though.
For real. I've heard about these anti-B3 hippies and their purification circles.
total nonsense. If you want my opinion, he's a waste of time.
100%. And he totally betrayed you. It's one thing to get ugly naturally, but to choose it? That's just wrong.
Yeah. Plus, my grandma used to say, when a man loses his glow, he's gotta go. And I think that's like super relevant right now.
I hate to agree with Norma, but like B3608 honestly saved my life. I used to consume maybe too much of it back in high school.
Peer pressure is real.
Yeah. So like because of it, the pores on my neck ended up expanding rapidly to the point where I could take in oxygen through them. So I literally didn't have to breathe if I didn't want to. So one time I saw the Lulu Schaffsberg.
No way! She's been living underground for 16 years and you saw her?
I know. It was so crazy. I literally couldn't breathe. And thanks to B3608, I didn't have to.
See, this is the perfect example, caller. If this doesn't show you what a waste of time that party boy is, then I don't know what will. I say hook up with him one last time, you know, just to say your goodbyes.
Yes, keep it classy.
Then it's bye-bye forever.
Thanks for calling in.
I just love helping people. It's so rewarding to know you're changing lives for the better.
Hello, caller number two. You're on air, so spill your guts.
I get you, Lala. So, my betrayal story comes from my previous relationship. My ex and I were having a copious amount of sex.
Please be patient as we retrieve your signal. Do not be alarmed. An increase in wave propagation and earth shaking is completely normal this time of year. Please be
patient. Oh, it's crazy. And it's whose quantity of it?
Patient as we retrieve.
Anyway, one day she told.
Do not be alarmed. An increase in wave propagation and earth.
I wanted to finally do it entirely raw.
Shaking is completely normal this time of year.
I was terrified, but I finally gave in and didn't wear my leg condoms. The next day, we decided to do the devil's tango, and whoop-de-doo, the zoot gave me the new strain of quids the media has been talking about. And when I messaged her about it, she just sent me an emoji of a panda bear snorting a line of B3, and then blocked my number. My legs could not be in a worse shape right now. They resemble meatballs filled with mini machetes. She ruined my life and betrayed me in the most personal way possible.
Ah, the snorting panda emoji. Famous symbol for the Z Azure Revolution of 76. Not sure why she'd use that here.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. You're literally so smart, Kitch.
Do I have to say it again? Fib University graduate.
Anyways, caller number two. Have you ever heard of bloodletting?
Oh, good idea, Lala. Yeah, you should totes try that. Fix those legs right up. Just make sure you stop once the blood turns yellow. You know what they say. Red means go, and yellow means
thanks,
slow.
Thanks, guys. I'll try that, but what about my ex? I mean, I was betrayed.
You didn't hear this from me, but the stars sound like they're telling me that you should definitely kill her.
Hello, caller.
This call is from an inmate at Fib State Penitentiary. Fitzy. All calls are logged and recorded and may be reviewed by prison staff. If you do not wish to accept this call, please hang up now.
It can't be. My Fitzy?
Fitzy, your pooch from jail! The one who totally didn't murder that hot dog salesman. Justice for Fitzy.
She taught me all about doggy style. Miss her, accept the call.
And you're live. Fitzy, we're so happy to have you. How have you been?
Prison's been rough. But I'm not here to talk about that. I heard you gals needed some good gossip. Let me tell you about my niece, Bundy.
Love that name. It's so Fib.
Thanks. I was there when my sister named her. Her full name is Cummerbund because her fur is white in certain parts and it makes her look like she's wearing a cummerbund around her middle. But you can see why we wouldn't use the first part of her name as a nickname.
Of course. Eden Cummer, notorious last mayor, had that little attempted voting suppression kerfuffle that ended in 28 Fibizens dying. No fun at all.
Exactly. It would frankly be disrespectful to nickname her after someone who'd taken so many lives. Anyway, Bundy's in total shock right now. Her ex-fiancé's sister and her used to be extremely close, but something's recently come between them.
Anything to do with the ex part and ex-fiancé's sister?
Only tangentially. Her ex-fiancé's sister, who I'll call Molly, started an entirely separate feud with her, and it's one factor that led Bundy's fiancé to break up with her.
That dog. What did he do?
A bit of backstory first, ladies. Bundy's a chef. The best I know. Sons, I'd do another life sentence just to get a taste of her creme brulee again. Anyways, Molly's a chef too, but not as good. She uses her brother as a crutch for recipe development, but he's got a bias towards mollusks. They run a seafood stand together called the Shuck Truck.
I got food poisoning from there once.
Ha! No comment. Now, recently though, Bundy's been trying to shake up the dog food world a little bit. It's stagnated a lot ever since those zoots over at Purina invented dry kibble. I know Bundy's been kicking herself for years that she didn't invent that first. So she's been trying to put her mark on the world with a signature dish that's entirely her own. And a couple of months ago, she thought she got it. She'd been working with flavor combinations. I can describe the dish to you now because of the events that transpired, which I'll tell you all about. But you have to understand that when she first came up with it, it was in total secrecy. She didn't even write the recipe down because she was scared of someone stealing it. Instead, she had one prototype dish kept in a very secret, climate-controlled room in her restaurant. She has a wonderful sense of smell and taste, so from that one prototype, she would be able to suss out the notes and remake it in new iterations, trying to perfect it. She was dedicated to getting it right before she put it out into the world.
She had a gold standard reputation to keep up.
That's true, Lala, but it went beyond her rep. This project simply meant the world to her.
Did she ever figure out the recipe?
Yep. After 6 dog years, and she decided to share it with her fiancé and Molly. The dish was a kind of boat of artisanal bread in which kibble would reside, with a hunk of meat placed on top. There are flavor specifics to that I'm sure Bundy could explain better than I could.
I'm kind of picturing an open-faced sandwich, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But sandwiches are considered a taboo food in the dog world because multiple texture dishes are very difficult to make enjoyable to a dog's sensitive palate. The norm is to do several course meals that each focus in on one texture. I know that at Bundy's restaurant, dry kibble is a common main, and appetizers tend to be some sort of deconstructed broth. Anyways, Bundy let her fiancé and Molly come up to the restaurant and try a bite each of the sandwich. This was the work of her life, and she wanted to share it with the people closest to her, expecting their complete confidence. But something went wrong. Somehow, her fiancé and Molly ended up finishing the one prototype entirely.
No! The dogs ate the sandwich!
Exactly. And poor Bundy didn't have anything to go off of except memory. Bless her heart, after months with it, she's pretty sure she's completely reconstructed it. That whole situation caused a little friction between the three of them at first, but it was an honest mistake on their part, so it was soon forgiven.
What?
But then that didn't explain what happened next. A few months later, which is to say about a week ago, Molly debuted a new dish at her restaurant. Wouldn't you believe it? It was the dish that Bundy had shown them. They had used a breathalyzer to slap together their own poor approximation of Bundy's dish. Now, according to Bundy, they completely butchered the flavor profile, but it was just close enough that Bundy couldn't put out her own project without it looking like a total copy dog job. You know, speaking of dog jobs, recently I've been hired to funnel in drugs to the
Fitzy, your time's up!
Oh, dogs. Sorry, ladies. I got a poker game I gotta get back to.
Oh, there she goes. I miss her already.
Gambling addiction didn't change, huh?
They just don't make broads like that anymore. Anyways, that sandwich situation is all kinds of messed up.
I don't know if I could forgive somebody who ate my sandwich.
Says the one who sold my B3 without telling me.
Are you still mad about that? That was like 12 minutes ago.
In dog years, that's like 6 months.
You know, Kant said that the immaterial...
And that concludes this week's episode of the Fib Gossip Show.
Thank you so much to those who called in. Next week, we're focusing in on a beautiful town of Fib. We want to hear your beach day drama. Tell us about your best experiences, your worst experiences, and everything in between.
Maybe you had a fibulous first date. Or maybe you got too close to a black hole crab and got sucked into its infinite void shell, only to be fished out months later by Fib beach guards.
That happened to me once.
Whatever it is, we want to hear it.
As always, call in with your stories to 999-608.
Please be patient as we retrieve your signal. Do not be alarmed. An increase in wave propagation and earth shaking is completely normal this time.
Our time may be over,
but gossip is forever. See you next week.
Bye now.